Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So, we are over 20,000 downloads on Anchor, which is basically everything except for SoundCloud. Technically, we'd be over like 30,000 if I counted SoundCloud, but since I closed down SoundCloud last year, I lost those 10, 20,000. So, as far as Anchor goes, which puts out to, you know, Google Podcast and app iTunes and all that stuff, Spotify, we're at 20,248. So thank you. That was my goal on here. Getting over 20,000 was my New Year's goal for last year. So it's the beginning of March, so I'm 2 months late on that goal, but I got it, you know, we got it. And it's pretty cool. I mean, it's not a big deal, obviously. Most people get, you know, a couple hundred thousand per day, but, for someone like me, especially since I don't put out content every day. I've completely quit social media. I've closed all my social media accounts. The only one I'm still on is Parler, and I literally only open it to see if I have any messages. Because I needed to keep at least one avenue open for you guys to contact me on. So, via Parler, you can send a message that way, a private message. So how have we been doing? I'm getting tired of, like, just procrastination. I really am. I wait until the last minute for everything. I'm like, it's not that I don't get everything done, it's that I waste so much time before I get it done. And even simple things in life. And I've always been a procrastinator. I mean, I was the guy in college who would wait until the day before a paper was due and then stay up all night and write it. And didn't matter how long it was, nothing. I remember one night I wrote like 15 pages the night before it was due, and I got an A on it. And I was like, honestly, I would be happy with a C or you know, anything. Because I did wait till the last minute, and they ended up giving me an A and was like, man, it was one of the best papers. And I just laughed. I was like, wow. But I mean, I guess I've always been good on writing. That's besides the point, which is why I'm working on a book, which I've been procrastinating for years. I've been trying to finish this book for 2 or 3 years. And the only reason it's not finished is because I will write for like 2 weeks straight, and then I won't write for 2 months. Then I'll write for a few days, then I won't write for a few months. And it's this back and forth of never just buckling down and getting it done. I would love to get it done eventually, but it's just not, it hasn't reached the priority level of, oh shit, I need to get this done. And that's really where my getting things done meter is. If it doesn't reach oh shit level, then it probably is not going to get done. And this is what I'm explaining to you right now is what not to do. So this is what I do, which is bad and I hate it. So this is what not to do. Don't procrastinate. You know, I was real Monday was hard yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. It was so hard to work yesterday. Like my brain was just not functioning. I just couldn't concentrate. And I was talking to a coworker on a video call, and she was like, "Why don't you watch some of your motivational videos? You know, you got to stay motivated and keep watching them." And I'm like, "I'm trying." It's crazy. I'm kind of out of breath because I stopped working out to do the podcast because I have that mood where I was like, all right, if I don't get it done now, it's probably not gonna get done. And so I stopped working out to do the podcast and then I'll continue once I'm done. But it like working out, I know it's healthy for you and yes, it helps you mentally, but none of that is motivation for me. Because it's healthy for you, because it helps me mentally, even though it does, but that's not what motivates me to work out. I do it because I'm motivated by the thinking, man, I'm a fat piece of shit. Now, if you when you guys have seen videos that I've done, and you know, everyone else that knows me thinks I'm crazy for thinking I'm fat, but if I don't have a six pack, then I'm fat in my mind, and that's how I motivate myself. Now, whether I'm fat or not is irrelevant. The fact that I think I'm fat motivates me to work my ass off on my I literally, even if I can't do a full workout, I work out my abs every single day, and I'm gonna keep doing it until I'm not in my until I can take my shirt off at the swimming pool. That's literally my goal, is to be able to take my kids to the swimming pool without feeling self-conscious about taking my shirt off. I have literally, before Corona, I literally would not go to the pool with them because me thinking I'm f don't f I'm me thinking I'm fat, and so I literally would not go to the pool with them because of that. And on the few rare occasions that I actually went with them, I just sat on the side and watched. Like I'm that self-conscious. I mean, right now I'm actually looking pretty good, but I'm not there. I'm halfway there. I'm better than I was, but I'm not there yet. And that's how the whole point of this is you have to find a way to motivate yourself. So for me, what works is I have the goal, you know, being able to go to the swimming pool and take my shirt off without feeling self-conscious. That's the goal, the end goal. And then I have a way to motivate myself by when I realize I haven't worked out yet today, be like, dude, you're a fat piece of shit, you know, work out. And I've also put cues around the house to remind me. So I have on my door, attached to the door, those cable pulley things that you know what I mean, those workout bands. And I actually ordered some more today. So, 'cause this one I only paid like $9 for, and it's cool and it works, but I bought it to test, and they're amazing. I love them. And so I bought a whole kit that I can use so I can have heavier weight. So I have that on the door to the room I'm in. And then I have weights in my bathroom. And then I have a pull-up bar on my bedroom door. So every time I walk upstairs, I get on the pull-up bar. Every time I go to the bathroom, I lift weights. And every time I leave this, actually, not even every time I leave the room, I get up throughout the day and get on the bands hanging on the door. But that's what I need to do. I need to motivate myself. No one's gonna do things for you. And that's a shame. Honestly, no. In life, like, no one gives a, I hate to say it, but really no one gives a shit what you do in your personal time. You know, and like if your goal is to lose weight, no one's gonna hold your hand. You know, your friends aren't gonna call you and say, "Hey, did you work out today? Did you eat any cake today? Did you eat healthy today?" And they're not gonna stay on you consistently every day, not unless you're paying them. You know? If you have a trainer that you pay and you see every day, that's one thing. But just people you know, they're not gonna motivate you to do everything that you're supposed to be doing in your life or that you want to do in your life. You know, there's a study I read over 10 years ago now, and I still remember it because of how specific and how true it was. So, from the time you're born to the time you're 18 and you move out, hopefully, move out. Normally move out. So from 0 to 18, you spend most of your time with your parents. After you're 18, you would have spent 95% of the total time that you will ever spend with your parents in your life. So from 18 to when you die is the other 5%. That's crazy. Now you may talk to him on the phone. You may see him once a week. But, you know, see him once a month. I see my family once every few years. Generally speaking, though, after you move out, that's it. You'll see them for, most people do, like, they'll see their family for holidays or something. But from going from seeing them every day, from seeing them every day to that, it's just crazy to think about time that way. Now, say you speak to them once a week or once a month or every few months. How is that going to help you for them reminding you to do your daily things? So you have to come up with a system that works for you. Now, there are a lot of paid systems out there, and all they're trying to do is get your money. Half of them don't work, and they just want your money. I will literally never pay for a motivational system. There's people who literally sold their furniture to afford to go to Tony Robbins' show. They sold everything in their house to afford a ticket to go there. And what'd they get out of it? Now I'm not saying Tony Robbins is amazing. He has touched millions of lives, and the work he does is amazing. Like the feeding Feeding America and all his other, I mean, the guy owns like 40 companies, so he's doing amazing work. But the price of just to get into a room with him and 10,000 other people is just what most people make in a year. So it's a little bit crazy. Does it help? I've seen people who have gone there and then they talk about it, and a lot of them, it changes their life. Some of them wasted all that money and they were motivated for maybe 3 to 6 months and then lost motivation. So they spent all that money, got 3 to 6 months worth of good work in, and then lost motivation. So that's why I put zero stock in motivation. You have to develop habits. Habits don't go away. Like people who go to the gym every single day, it becomes a habit. They go, it's not a question of if they're going to the gym, it's a question maybe of when. But they're gonna go every single day because that's what they do. So, developing habits. There's a book. I need to listen to it again. I have it on audio. I love audiobooks. I listen to them while I work. Atomic Habits. I forgot his name, but you'll find it. Atomic Habits is a great book. And if you work in an area where you can listen to audiobooks as you work, highly recommended. It saves a lot of time multitasking, Instead of listening to music, listen to something that benefits you more. All right, that was it. Thank you. I'm gonna get off here. It's getting around midnight and I still gotta finish working out. That's it. Thank you all for breaking the 20,000 on here for downloads. I see a pop-up on here about converting your podcast into a blog. I think I tried that one time. And what they do is they use they try to transcribe your voice and it never works. Maybe the technology will grow. I did look into it. There's two major players in that. I mean, obviously y'all, most of y'all don't care about tech, but there's two major companies that have the developed required algorithms and libraries, but they charge a fortune. It was like I looked at the price list over the weekend, and it's like 15 seconds costs, a couple cents, but it adds up. And then there's also not only time, but how many times you use the service, you get charged as well. And yeah, that's just ridiculously priced. Can you imagine if like I did this whole thing and so I had to pay for every 15 seconds? That shit will add up quick. Anyway, hope you guys are having a wonderful, what is to, man, I can't even remember the day. It's already Tuesday. I'm sorry I didn't do a podcast on Monday. I really wanted to. I even thought about it at one point. But normally Mondays are my favorite day. I get to, crush the week. But yesterday I felt like shit. Like I was just scraping the bottom of the barrel to keep going. And yeah, my mind's going blank again. I'm sorry, y'all. Have a wonderful evening, and I will speak to you again soon. Soon.